This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
March Madness is here, and if you want to enhance the experience, join me, Gary Parrish, and my colleague Matt Norlander on the Ion College Basketball Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. We have new episodes at least 3 times a week and at the end of every night of the NCAA tournament. So before you go to bed, hang with us or know we'll be there when you awake. We'll break down games, make picks against the spread. Most of all, we'll have a blast. So join us on the Ion College Basketball Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Starting with on March 29th, it's my birthday. And all I want to see happen on my birthday is for Eli to be taken down. Yes.
You know, I thought it was kind of brilliant to bring out the whole Doge team and put him on with Brett Bear Lee. Mm-hmm. I mean, we're talking rocket scientist, founder of Airbnb. Mm-hmm. Just incredible CVs. A guy who was running 5 tech companies simultaneously, took a leave of absence to take a lowly, very lowly paid government job. Because the Democrats have been able to build this boogeyman with just a pack of lies. Oh, they're stealing your Social Security. This is driving me crazy. Who's Social Security? Give me a name. Give me a face. Who? Yeah. Show me the little old lady. Bring her on TV.
Yeah.
Where's she? She trying to live off cat food? Cool. Can I see her? Where did check go? When did it disappear? How did Elon Musk pocket it? Mm-hmm. How do you know any of it? And by the way, I don't know if people know this. Elon Musk is suing Jamal Bowman. He's a former Congress member. He's been running around MSNBC saying that Musk is a Nazi and a thief. And he's suing him for libel, and he should.
Yeah, absolutely.
The Democrat media's just gotten lazy. They just repeat he's stealing, stealing, stealing talking points over and over again. And, I mean, do their sheeple not notice? Like, wow, if Elon Musk is stealing from people, that's terrible. I want the details. There's never any details. Yeah. But there's no critical thinking there. And that's I'd think it was weird if somebody said, you know, hey, you're stealing from me, and my media told me this day after day, but there were never any details. Like, after a day or two, I'd be like, that's kind of strange. But they don't seem to have those critical thinking skills at all.
No.
And when you look at the totality of Elon Musk running around and what they're saying, I mean, they're saying the same thing over and over and over again. By the way, whether it's Ray Dalio, World Economic Forum regular speaker, former hedge fund billionaire, America's going broke. We're running out of time. And when the numbers that he is giving for how we fix it, and they are saying, look, we are on the edge of the abyss, but we can fix it if we cut the deficit in half. They're the same numbers as Elon Musk is giving. That should get people's attention. He was on CNBC a few weeks ago just arguing, hey, you know, can we just let America survive? We're going to go. And what he's talking about is the debt death cycle. That is where you have to start paying the interest with money you borrow at high interest rates. It's called the debt death cycle. Ray Dalio did an interview on CNBC warning about it. And now we're hearing the same thing from Elon Musk. We're hearing the same thing from the guys on Doge, Lee, who are saying, listen, this is why I make millions of dollars a year. I don't have to do this. I'm not here stealing from Social Security recipients. I'm trying to keep America from going broke. Please stop with the death threats, Democrats.
Some people say this shouldn't take a rocket scientist. Steve Davis, you are a rocket scientist.
Used to be.
Yeah, I know. And now essentially you're the chief operating officer of Doge. Day-to-day operations, fair to say?
Part of the Doge team.
So how did you end up here? What's the biggest challenge you see?
The reason I'm here, which is probably for many, is that I think the goal is incredibly inspiring. I think most of the taxpayers in the country would agree that in order to have the country going bankrupt would be a very bad thing, and therefore the country going not bankrupt is a good thing. that all of us are willing to kind of put our lives on hold in order to do, I think the thing that's special right now is we actually believe there's a chance to succeed, that there's an administration that's supportive and a great cabinet and just a great group that will actually make success a possible outcome. And I think that's, given the inspiring mission and given the non-zero chance of success, it was worth doing.
You know, earlier this week, and I played the interview from the All In podcast, which itself is hosted by billionaires, an interview of Scott Bessent, who our Treasury Secretary, he's saying the same thing. I called Trump 18 months ago. I looked at the numbers. I've worked for George Soros. And I went, holy cow, we're going broke. His numbers are the same as Musk's. They're all trying to tell us the same thing. Stop with the violence. We all have to get on the same page to save this country financially. And then we can fight later. Here's Elon Musk.
And do you guys all see this as a patriotic duty? And is that really what this is about?
It's essential.
Very much so. Very much so.
I do, 100%. I was running five businesses in Houston, and I left that. I left great people to do this. And my wonderful wife said, go for it. And here I am. But I feel like this is me giving back to the country.
If we don't do this, we're sunk. Unless this exercise is successful, the ship of America will sink. That's why we're doing it.
So you're hearing that from everyone from Scott Bessent, who laid out how to save the country. It's going to be very tricky, like handling dynamite, because he said, Lee, and I finally got the number I wanted. He said, listen, every $300 billion we cut will cut a percentage off the GDP. So, I mean, he said, and so he was asked by the All In podcast, well, how do we do this? Well, we've got to simultaneously grow at the same time we do it. We have to be very careful. And Doge is, Lee, even trying, God bless them, to do it in a way, hey, let's do these cuts through getting rid of fraud and waste so no one will even feel it. Yeah. This isn't radical stuff.
Except for the ones who are benefiting from that fraud and waste. Which I'm ready for them to feel it.
Yeah, I'm ready for them to feel it, too. I'm going to get into some of the more just absolutely outrageous stuff yesterday. Just jaw-dropping stuff. I mean, just the waste, the fraud, the theft from the American people is outrageous. This is the one everybody was talking about yesterday, except the Democrats. Who, but, you know, it's weird. You'd think they'd be like, yeah, you know, we don't like that either. But they're not.
No.
Which tells you the person who did what I'm about to play for you, the person who ran off with $900 million, is probably either a Democrat family member, donor, or a pass-through person.
Yeah, my money goes with donor.
Yeah, yeah. They were an influential Democrat. That's why Democrats aren't talking about this morning. This survey situation, $1 billion for a survey on whether people like the national parks... Wow, we can't do without that, huh? You know how many taxpayers worked a third of the year to pay for this? Yeah. Could have sent their kids to college if you just let them keep their own money, but no.
For you, what's the most astonishing thing you've found out in this process?
The sheer amount of waste and fraud in the government. It is astonishing. It's mind-blowing. We routinely encounter wastes of $1 billion or more, casually. You know, for example, like the simple survey that was... Literally, 10-question survey that you could do with SurveyMonkey cost you about $10,000. The government was being charged almost $1 billion for that.
For just the survey?
$1 billion for a simple online survey. Do you like the national park? And then there appeared to be no feedback loop for what would be done with that survey. So the survey would just go into nothing.
Someone stole that, Lee.
Yes.
Somebody walked off with $950 million and pocketed it. Maybe it. Paid for Democrat campaigns.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Most likely did.
Yeah.
As well as, you know, some liberals' vacation home or Ferrari or whatever. So
here's I just asking this question. Kevin McCarthy was former speaker, Republican speaker, was kicked out for locking down the COVID funding, making sure that we spend it every year on nothing. And he's on Laura Ingraham, and nobody ever pushes these guys. Nobody. Ingraham didn't. I maybe because they won't come back on.
Yeah.
And
there is that.
So what, you never hear people like this on my show?
Because
I ask these questions. Like, you were speaker, dude, and he's saying, I'm so grateful for Musk. I just love what he's doing. You funded this.
Yeah, you could have started this.
How did you fund this? Explain to me. Did you not know? Who wrote these budgets, if you didn't know? They put them in front of you, you didn't ask any questions, are you complicit? Somebody ask them. And you know who else should answer that question? Mike the Knife. I mean, I'm sorry, because we've been passing Nancy Pelosi has not been the Speaker of Congress, of the House, she's a Democrat. We have been passing her budget since 2022. It is 25. How did you fund this? Just explain it. I just want to comprehend. And yet the people who funded this, Mike the Knife, Kevin McCarthy, they're running around. Oh, we're so grateful that this is being... You funded it. You're complicit, dude. I mean, Lee, I'd be mortified. I would be mortified to admit that I didn't even do with these people. I'd be like hiding. I wouldn't do interviews. I would resign in shame. No shame. None. You want to know what takes the cake? I'll tell you what takes the cake. I'm going to play this audio coming up. It's so jaw-dropping. Kevin McCarthy, former Speaker of the House, Republican, on Laura Ingraham last night. She doesn't even push back, okay? God bless her. I like her, but geez. And he's sitting there saying, you know, I love Elon Musk. I was inspired by Elon Musk. Elon Musk came to us and we sat in a skiff and we looked at the terrible censorship programs our government was running in Twitter, in the Twitter files, and I was appalled. And that's why Elon Musk is so mad. But then you funded those programs in the next budget. The ones that censored Republicans. Could you explain it? She doesn't push back. Someone just once, just ask. I just want to know. I'm not even mad anymore. I just want to know. Why? I get why Democrats do it. Why did you do it? And why is Mike the Knife? He was trying to fund those programs 3 months ago to silence conservatives and Elon Musk and demonetize him. Why? Did you not know? Does some powerful force put that budget in front of you and the pen in your hand and say, sign? Who? How? What? I got to understand that. What is the mechanism? Evil? Stupidity? What is it?